Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Welcome to the Period Besties podcast. Today, Katie and I are diving into the ovulation phase. So we're going to give you a little overview of what ovulation is and what it should be, ideally. And if you remember from the follicular episode, we talked about how there's about 10 to 15 follicles in the ovaries that are ripening eggs. And ovulation is when the best egg wins. Essentially, the other follicles will just disintegrate, and the one with your body's choice of best egg will finish ripening and burst out of the ovary, sometimes causing a little bit of pain. So if you're one of those people that has a little pain during ovulation, it may be part of that process. In general, that ovary bursts out an egg. It gets sucked into the fallopian tube, and that's where it's going for ovulation. And then that space that's left behind where that egg was becomes your corpus luteum. So it becomes an organ, one of the most highly vascularized organs in your body. And it quickly becomes an organ, and we'll talk about that in luteal, but that's where your progesterone is going to come from for your next phase. So ovulation is extremely important, and we're going to do a very deep dive, long episode on all of the reasons ovulation is important. But if you're not ovulating, if you're on a hormonal birth control that stops ovulation, you're missing out on a real huge amount of really important things for your short and long-term health. So ovulation is really important, even if you're not trying to get pregnant. And I say this as somebody who does not have kids, who is not going to have kids, and who tracks their ovulation every month, because it is just so important to your body's health and understanding. So ovulation is really key. Really want to make sure you're ovulating each month.
Yes, I think that's something that we need to scream from the rooftops, because I mean, so many people that I know, my clients, friends, you know, being put on birth control at like 15. And if my clients decided they do not want to have children, like you still might be on birth control, and you're missing out on this like amazing hormone for longevity. And that's, well, I can't wait to dive deeper into that and have Laura Bryden walk us through that, because she's very passionate about that, which again, scream from the rooftops. I just want to interject, because as we get older and we head into perimenopause, you can actually drop two eggs at once, which is why fraternal twins is actually more common when you get older. Just FYI. I have twins. They're identical. So it was just one egg that split into two. But fraternal, like, you can drop two eggs, and that's more common as you get older, which I was like, nature, wow. Like,
yeah, your FSH, for whatever reason, explode in perimenopause. Like, they assumed that all of those hormones died down, but now that they actually are starting to do some research, it turns out that actually those two hormones explode, and those are the especially FSH is what's responsible for ripening those eggs. And apparently they just go like, it's like a bake sale. Everything is out there, jumble sale, come and get it all, you know, buy one, get three free.
I find it very ironic.
Right? It's a last attempt.
Yes. Oh, you're, yeah, just in terms of life phases, right? But just throwing it out there. But, you know, ovulation time is when your estrogen is at its peak. Testosterone is up there as well. So your libido is going to be stronger. This is something we'll definitely dive into because not everybody's having strong libido. And this is something we want to like really tap into as well and talk about the hormones and what's affecting that. But I always tell my clients, this is when, if you want to buy a new pair of jeans, this is when you should go jean shopping. Do not go jean shopping like 3 days before your period. Social, you'll want to get out probably. You know, you're going to feel in your body like the most during your cycle. Like that mind-body connection really feels like in sync. Again, not you might not be experiencing that. Let's definitely all talk more about this because this is going to be, I think this is such an important topic in general, but this is just the phase where, you know, this is, it makes sense, right? You're ovulating, you're going to feel your best. This is when you probably will have more desire to have sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Breaking it down that way. In terms of movement, you know, the high intensity still might feel really good right now. Strength training, you know, spinning, maybe if you run, like doing longer runs. You know, walks are good throughout your whole phase, but this is when you're going to probably have like the most energy. So if you want to go to a really hard spin class, like this is the day or two that you should like schedule it ahead of time and rock on.
I've never taken a spin class, but if I ever do, I will try it for the first time in ovulation.
I went to my first spin class in years yesterday and I had the best time. I had to wear earplugs because it was too loud. Which is way different than what I used to spin. I probably won't go often, but it was just nice to like, something different in my body.
The ovulation phase is the full moon phase, right? It's your brightest, shiniest phase. So it's definitely that full moon phase. It's the fire phase. It is, I often think of like when I'm at my fieriest, often get my rants going and my passion is unleashed. Not to say that I don't have some good deep luteal rants. That's a different kind of rant though, I feel like. Ovulation can be a little bit scattered. Sometimes that kind of full moon fire energy, you get a little tangential and scattered. So sometimes watch for that in ovulation. But yeah, it is definitely that higher time. And like taste-wise, often you crave a little bit spicier foods. So sometimes we think of ovulation foods as actually just the extra condiment to your follicular phase foods. So a lot of times when I'm working with clients or something, we'll say something like, well, maybe add a little chili or maybe add a little mustard or something that has a little bit more kick and zest to it in ovulation. And it is a short phase. But a lot of times it can really increase those cravings for spicier, flavorful, you know, more exciting foods than in any of the other phases, really. So it can be one of those ones where, you know, maybe go and have that adventurous meal or try that different thing because it's a more adventurous phase of the cycle.
I also want to point out too, you know, ovulation probably won't happen on the same day every single cycle, every single month. So everyone that's charting, tracking, like I feel like, you know, the 28-day cycle, you're going to ovulate on day 14. If you're using any sort of app, it does not mean you're ovulating. So we're going to, again, talk more about ovulating, but tracking your basal body temperature, cervical mucus, all of these different contributing factors with ovulation. So whether you're trying to get pregnant or you're trying not to get pregnant, this is really, really important to know that you don't ovulate on the same day every month. And most people don't ovulate on day 14. It can be anywhere from day 12 to 18, or if you're having longer cycles, it can be even longer than that. So just want to share that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I've always been an early ovulator. I don't tend to have 28-day cycles. I tend to have more like 26-day cycles. And I usually ovulate more on day 11, 12, 13, generally. But like you were saying earlier, perimenopause can change those things. And oftentimes in perimenopause, what you see is early ovulation in shorter cycles. Like that can be one of the first signs of perimenopause is that you're ovulating earlier. And so you're having shorter cycles. Your period is coming on day 23. instead of day 26, or on day 26 instead of day 29, if that's your normal, like whatever your normal is, you may see it shortening. And then as you get further into perimenopause, it'll take longer. So then you're going to have a long, you'll feel like you may even have the cervical mucus that says I'm ovulating, but you're not actually ovulating. And it'll happen 2-3 times. Or if you have PCOS, this is what happens, where your body may try to ovulate, but it doesn't actually ovulate. So you need that basal body temperature in order to confirm ovulation. And then, you know, you will ovulate, but maybe it's 4 weeks late. And so you could be sitting there going, why am I not getting my period? Am I pregnant? And actually you're just not ovulated. But if you're not tracking ovulation, you won't know that. And then you won't be surprised either by that random perimenopause period, because you will know how you've ovulated. And then you know, okay, well, in about 2 weeks or whatever your luteal phase length is, you'll go, okay, now I know that I have a period coming. So you'll be at least prepared and know that it's coming up. So yeah, ovulation, man, takes so much mystery away from life. If we're tracking ovulation, so much of our surprise periods and mystery PMS and mood swings and all that stuff would be gone, because we would understand what's coming next. So ovulation, we're going to harp on this over and over and over again in this podcast, but ovulation is critical, and knowing it and understanding it is huge.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I hope that was helpful for everybody, because I think, you know, when we really understand the phases and how we're feeling, our energy, all of it, I mean, I'm going to repeat this again too, but working with your body is so powerful. Like, it's been life-changing for myself, I know for you, for our clients. And we really hope this was helpful as you continue walking through all the phases of your cycle with us.
Love it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And we will see you in our next one, where we tackle the luteal phase. So we'll see you then. Bye for now.
A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com. and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.